listen, don't mention the war. I mentioned it once, but I think I got away with it all right. So, it's all forgotten.
Hello, dear listener. We're back again. You can stop crying now, because we're not going to be here for so long today. What are we going to talk about today, Ian?
Oh, as I suggested, we're going to talk about last two games we had. 3 goals for Hertha, 9 for the opposition. Have a nice summer.
Yes. Bye.
Bye.
I didn't say it was going to be short.
We're going to talk about the last two games and some other stuff, and we're going to have a little ray of hope towards the end so people don't leave our podcast too depressed.
No, we wouldn't want that. And apologies, dear listener, if you can hear birds tweeting and cars driving past, because it's a bit hot here today.
On Sunday, right after the game, we didn't even have time to recover or talk to our respective therapists.
The professionalism and dedication of this reporting team knows no bounds.
Okay.
Isn't that right, Jan?
Match day 33. Simon.
Okay.
Away at Hannover.
Hannover.
As you said earlier last season, when we talked about Hannover, do you remember? No, you don't.
No.
Nichts ist doofer als Hannover.
Oh, I do vaguely remember that.
Yes. Do you remember?
Yes.
Okay, we had two games coming up with not much... just a slim chance of European competition.
Yeah. Well, it was looking quite promising after the Frankfurt game, but it didn't look promising for very long, unfortunately.
I talked about yesterday. No, okay.
Yeah, so how did we go in Hannover?
Oh, we had friends over. We had friends over and we cooked and we were five people. And
I didn't actually watch the game because we had
good
a
for
whole
you.
Load of family there. And I have looked at the highlights. I mean, I was monitoring it on my phone, obviously, because...
Says the man talking about dedication.
You just
knowing no bounds.
No, but... we had lots of family and things around, so watching it was not going to happen. I just feel guilty now.
We had to watch it, but I stopped watching at some point.
It was and looking at the highlights, I'm quite glad I didn't watch it, actually. But hey, we went with a sort of fairly traditional kind of Hertha sort of formation. I think it was 4-2-3-1 with Selke up front.
Selke, Kalou... Was it Duda? No. Duda can't play in a game.
It was Derrida and Shellbred, I should say.
The preparation of this podcast.
Well, I'm prepared.
Is spotless.
Just don't go rambling off looking something up that I already know. Derrida and Shellbred were in the sort of...
I was talking about the front.
Oh, in the front. You've got Kalou, Lazaro in the middle.
And
Lecky.
Okay.
Lecky
had an...
But that kind of structure with one up front is...
The usual.
The normal sort of drill, really, for Hertha. And after the success in Frankfurt, we thought, oh, well, yeah, okay, this could work. But not so much. It started off quite well. There were some quite nice passes and good combinations and things being put through, sort of quite early on. With a shot from Kalou, which I think...
Oh, yeah.
Which was fairly...
Close.
It was close, but it was a little bit on the limp side. And I think it missed the right-hand post. It wasn't
really
on target.
It was a good chance.
It was a good chance. It's just poorly executed, perhaps.
We had one difference in the game. We had... Stark was out for some medical reason, I guess. And we had Lustenberger in...
Because he played with a broken nose, didn't he?
Maybe it was
in Frankfurt, I think. Perhaps it was something else. Who knows?
Puga gets lots of beatings. I mean, he started the season with a broken rib, broke his nose. Okay. Yeah. So we were fairly optimistic for exactly how many minutes?
not very long, unfortunately. But then we started. I mean, it looked quite promising from what I saw from the highlights for the.
For the first 4 minutes.
Of the highlights.
No. Hanek scored in the fourth minute.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, my goodness. So, it really wasn't very long at all.
And the whole game was over before halftime, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. Which all a little bit depressing. I mean, some of those defensive mistakes were a bit worrying. We didn't seem to have the back pass issue that we'd had in the previous pair of games.
And we didn't even have Wiser to blame it on.
No. I would have done if I could, but sadly he wasn't there, so I couldn't blame it on him.
He caused so much disruption with his non-playing that the team lost.
You never know sometimes with teams, with a psyche of a team, as to whether something like that could have...
Hertha's team psyche is pretty
delicate.
Unstable. Unstable.
Yeah.
Looking for a therapist. But I think that Hannover hit almost all the shots they made. Okay, they had 11. I mean, we had 11 to 16. And Hannover scored 3 goals, we scored 1. I don't have the on targets now, but it's still... Hannover had a pretty good day.
They did.
I mean, in the 40th and 42nd minute, both shots went in like that.
Yeah.
And one was... he was against 3 other people from Hertha, and he just...
Yeah.
Rushed it in. Poor Rune.
Yes, it was a hard life for him, really.
Hertha had a glimmer of hope at some point, but I don't think it really mattered much. Because it came in the, I don't know, 70s?
Yeah, I haven't got the times.
It came late.
Just with the highlights. I mean, I could look up the stats, but...
What's the point?
it's all just a bit depressing, really. I mean, I think it was the second goal where Sane scored with a header, and he was just...
Oh, yeah.
It was just a free header, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And I think it was a free kick, I think.
It was a corner.
Was it a corner?
I think it was a corner.
It was a set piece of some sort or other, and the ball sailed in. And he was just standing at the back, and he jumped up, like, way higher than anybody else, and bang.
He's a big lad.
Well, yeah. Yeah, but we've got some tall people... Two.
Oh, it was a free kick.
Was it a free kick? I thought it was a free kick.
The free kick from the side.
Mm. And bang, in that goes.
And then Füllkrug scored all by himself against 3 people.
Yes.
But we were hoping... No. Are we done with that? Zeka scored a goal. Period.
Yes, he did. It was an assist from Derrida, I think it was. He did a little turn, put the pass across to Selke. I think it was a right foot.
I have no recollection of their goal.
Well, it was nice enough in itself. We did make some nice moves, but it's the same old story with Hertha, really. There were chances being made, especially early on the match. We've got a trend of doing that. Of making some quite nice-looking chances at the beginning of a game and not capitalising on it. And we've paid the price for that.
And that's a point I would like to make later or in our summer episodes about Dardai being the wrong coach. If Hertha makes these opportunities, I'm fine with the way Hertha plays.
Mm.
If we get rid of the having a free kick at the opponent's box and then playing it all the way back to Rune.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, perhaps we ought to talk about the overall sort of things, because I was about to sort of launch into some of the...
I'll make a note later.
Some of the defensive work or lack of in the home game from yesterday.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Somebody, Connie, from I think she's North Carolina in America, tweeted something about what's going on in Berlin. I just said, Connie, she's cool. Anyway, no matter. Hello, Connie.
Hello, Maria.
And she tweeted, what's going on in Berlin? And I just tweeted back, don't ask.
I have a friend who lives in Virginia. Hi, Elijah. And he said...
There was a purpose to me saying this. She said... She said, is there problems in the defence? And then I just tweeted back, what? We have a defence. But that's just me.
No, but my friend Elijah texted me, I'm not watching the game, because they're not on TV there over there. He said, I'm not sure watching the game, but my phone, my app is buzzing all the time. What's happening?
I think an appropriate answer would have been, again, don't ask. But hey, anyway, we digress.
Yes.
So I don't think I really need to talk anything more about Hannover, because that was really depressing to watch that.
Yeah, I heard. Especially, we made a joke a lot. I think my wife made it first about Hertha wanting to sell more season tickets, and the last two games are really putting on
display. Not a good advert, really. No.
Maybe just start selling them in the beginning of
the
season.
They're really pretty, the new season tickets, by the way.
I haven't gotten
mine yet. I haven't got mine with me here, but it's quite
too bad we don't have. Maybe you could make a note for the show notes that you're going to put a picture of your season ticket on there.
I tweeted it.
Okay, go to Simon's tweets. There. Okay, Simon.
Right.
Let's start. We have to do that in a nice therapeutic way. Maybe we talk about the fan march first for a bit, then we talk about the game for 2 minutes, and then we talk about the other stuff.
There's nothing to talk about the game. So. Oh, the fan march.
I'm just so happy we don't have this thing that Damwal has, where they give you the entire rundown of the game. That would be too painful for tonight.
Yes.
I'm pulling my joker. I don't want to talk about it. Don't mention the foosball, Sam.
Yes, definitely not. Definitely
we should do that more to advance our brand of don't mention the foosball.
Don't mention the foosball. Yes.
Anyway, fan march. You were there, I was there, we met at... How do you tell people? The stadium is in its own district, which is called West End, which is still really a bit upper class. You have lots of old ladies, widows with their furs, their pearl necklaces and the little doggies.
And their Hertha shirts.
No.
Oh, okay.
And everybody, we met at Theodor Heusplatz, which is two kilometers away?
Yeah, something like that.
Not too far.
Yeah, it must be 2 kilometers. It seems to be walking for a long
time. It's one train stop, two train stops from Olympic Stadium, one train stop from Neu-West End.
Mm.
Yes.
A lot of people gathered there before.
Loads of police.
Yes, quite a few police, yes, it's true. It was supposed to start at 12, but I really don't think it did.
I got there I got there at 12:40.
Well, while Jan's checking that,
give us a round.
There was a whole bunch of Hertha fans there. I mean, there must have been thousands. Felt like a
it's
lot.
It's so hard to tell.
It's hard to tell with these marches. But a bunch of people came early because they were selling special Jubilee shirts.
12:33.
12:33, that's not that late.
Yeah, and then I came to you and we instantly started walking.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, Hauptstadt Mafia, one of the ultra groups that are still left, did their traditional jerseys, they called them.
Hmm. I thought they were quite nice. Stripes all round. And without the Hertha badge, because of course they're not allowed to do that.
No, but they did the one they had for shirts in the beginning.
The 125th anniversary. Yes.
I bought those yesterday.
Did you?
Because they usually FKO, the Förderkreis Ostkurve, the people who... It's like the organization for representing the entire...
We've talked about it before, the umbrella organization that covers all the ultra groups and things.
Okay, so if you, dear listener, have done your homework, look up the vocab FKO. They usually only put stuff out once, but everybody wanted more, so they did another extra one. And I tried
the
t-shirts, and I tried to pick mine up and before the game, and I couldn't. And then during the game, my friend texted me and said, hey, could you come by after the game? There was still a long line. I had to wait for 5 minutes. But I got the shirts for me and some friends.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we started walking.
I bought mine the first time around.
Teacher's
pet. I'm just showing off now.
Teacher's pet. All of a sudden, it got pretty dark when we started walking. Lots of pyrotechnics.
There were quite a few pyrotechnics and things.
Terrorists.
Going on, yeah. If the gentle reader wants to see all this, you can see it on YouTube. If you look for Econet 1892 on YouTube,
Hashtag investigative journalism,
something like that. Yeah, I took absolutely shed loads of film, and there's about like 4.5 minutes of.
Yeah, Simon did a good job in editing that whole thing because. Having been there, it wasn't as great as the video looks, but hey, that's what the media wants you to believe.
I would have been up in the thick of it if it was down to me, but that's just me. What can I say? There were quite a lot of pyros, lots of blue smoke, lots of white smokes, lots of
Beer bottles.
Red flares.
Bit of singing.
Yeah, some singing.
Not as much as I would want it. And
what? There was quite a nice little touch at one point. There was an old chap and a lad, wasn't it, I think? He was up on the balcony.
There were lots of people watching. Whenever somebody watched, they started yelling, Oberring.
Oberring!
Which they usually do because they want to do the... The ha ho he had the BST. How do you call that? It's a Wechsel.
It's just like an exchange, isn't it? I guess. So the people at the top in the Oberring will shout out ha ho he. And then the people down below will be saying a hat of ASC. So they were trying to encourage the people that were watching the fan march from the balconies.
And
if they waved, they
got applause.
Yes.
And then this one guy at the balcony, all of a sudden, he smiles and holds out his hat, a flag.
Yeah.
And everybody went
crazy. That was really good.
Yeah, that was the highlight.
Yeah, I enjoyed that bit. I think that the marches are great fun. In some ways, I wish there were more of them.
One thing, I was talking with somebody else earlier in the chat, and he said, I like it, but I think supporting your club is more about talking about how great your club is than putting down others. So I listen to lots of people singing about the occupation of the mother of certain football players and how shitty Schalke is.
Yeah, there was quite a bit of that, wasn't there?
Yeah. What I liked...
Timo Werner was mentioned once or twice.
Yeah, that's what I meant. I didn't want to mention the name.
Well, I already had, so it's too late.
What did you call him earlier? We were watching the so-called highlights of the game before we started this recording, and Simon said something when he first saw Werner. He said something about stupid, no? What did you say?
I think I said shit for brains.
Shit for...
I don't know why I said that.
He looks stupid when he runs. Anywho. He's such an idiot. Just imagine he would have talked to Hertha and he was our player now. I can't imagine that at all.
No.
But what my wife said, somebody said, yeah, now you're booing him, but then in a month's time, when he plays for Germany, you're going to applaud for him. Said, no, I'm not. I'm not supporting Germany this year. Okay, Fenmarch.
I'm still rooting for Iceland.
Always. did you get to watch the documentary?
Which documentary?
There's one. I forgot the title. It was. It won. It didn't win, but it was at last year's 11mm Film Festival. I think we talked about it before.
Mm-hmm.
And if you like, I could get one of the organizers on the podcast. We could talk about it maybe over the summer or some other time, or maybe next year when it's coming around again.
Yeah.
It's a 4 or 5 day film festival.
Yeah, we've talked about that before.
Yeah. And there was one about the qualification for the European Championships, or the European Cup, 2016. And it ends with qualification. It's really, really great.
Yes.
It gives you a rundown of what the guys do.
Something like about the tenth of the population of Iceland came to support them. I mean, that's awesome. That is awesome.
But it's only possible because they are so few in numbers.
Well, of course. A tenth of the population. Oh, no.
Yeah, they were great.
Credit where it's due. Yeah.
And they beat England.
Oh, what can you say?
I feel no excitement at all about the World Cup.
No. I'm afraid I don't either. Man.
Anywho, Fenmarch.
Fenmarch. Excellent fun. I really enjoyed it personally.
You looked like a little kid. And Ines.
Hi, Ines.
Was like your mom looking out for you. And
she was.
And she's about the smallest person in the entire match. She's always waving to you.
Ines is lovely.
Yeah, we're all very lovely people. And your wife was there.
Hmm. She's easy as a spot.
She must really like you. I couldn't get my wife to go. Funniest thing is, I met a guy I know, and he says, "Hey, what do you think is going to happen today at the game?" He said, "Oh, we're going to get our asses handed to us, but at least Hamburg's going down." Yeah, and then we went to our usual spots for the game, met some nice people.
Mm-hmm.
Hatana forever. Mm-hmm. Who's not going to listen to this?
No, you won't listen to this.
Who listens?
No.
I think we have 4 people now listening. Jeez. We,
4?
We tripled our audience. Oh, shout out. No. Okay, Fenmarch. We're done with the Fenmarch. We went to the stadium. Nice weather. 60,450 something people.
It's just over 60. Yeah. Just over 60,000.
60,500 roughly. Great weather.
That's fairly full.
Great weather.
Lovely weather.
What could happen?
What could possibly go wrong? What can we say? Dardai went in with a more attacking formation this time. He's sort of departed from his normal kind of idea. So, I mean, effectively, he had two directly up front, didn't he? With Selko and Ivicevic. And then Kalu and Lecky on the outsides. So it was a 4-2-2-2 kind of set up.
4-2-4-2, yeah.
Yeah, but it
I think
didn't start off too well.
I think we played 4-4-2 away the season we won only one game.
home has been not so pretty really this year. What can we say? Anyway, how did it start off? 2 minutes in.
Everything looked good.
It was...
No, 1 minute in.
Was it 1 minute in?
It was fairly early.
It was really, really early. I mean, you know, 1 or 2 minutes in, you know, who cares about 60 seconds when it comes down to it. What was he called?
Upamecano.
Mm-hmm. Given a free header by our Australian friend.
But who is, like, I don't know, a couple of inches shorter than him.
Yeah.
So.
And bang, a goal down, literally straight away. And you go, oh, well, this is going to be a day, isn't it? This is really going to be a day.
It's going to be a long day.
It will be. I tweeted later on, so I think something about it. It's going to be a long, long game.
I wish I could have tweeted. I had to watch the whole thing. Good thing is I had our friend Sabine at Knipper 1892 sitting behind me. Hello, Sabine.
Hello, Sabine.
And just plugging everybody shamelessly. We're going to mention all our followers today. Yes. No. And she was sitting behind me where she just got a season ticket for next season. So I could always lean back, not having to watch that bloodbath. They call it a football game. Where did the choreo, tiny, tiny choreo? That's what I remember.
Choreo?
Not a choreo, but they were holding up 125 years of Hertha BSC.
There were so many banners and things this time.
Some were really nice, and I can get behind them.
Okay.
Some were the usual.
What, the Bullen House?
No. By the way, I
tweeted that saying, not very welcoming.
at the Fen March, I could only listen to... I could only sing along to about half of the songs, because the other part I cannot sing because I have no knowledge of the occupation of certain players' mothers. And me...
And I really don't want to know.
I never mentioned that, but I used to play basketball on a police club. So I cannot talk about that part either.
Oh.
Yeah. Anywho.
Anywho.
Down 1-0. Nil, sorry.
Yeah. But...
But that harsh mistress... She's so sneaky. She gave us a little glimmer of hope.
She's always doing that.
Exactly that.
In what, fourth minute? It was a couple of minutes later. It was
basically the same. They scored a goal, had to hit the ball, and then the goal happened.
Straight across, yeah.
Yeah, we had a corner kick. Something we usually do not...
Suck at.
Dwell. Suck at.
It usually gets taken out by the first defender.
Yours sounds better. Or the goalkeeper.
But,
Plattenhardt.
Yeah. But, yeah. Marvin putting it in. Ibisevic.
Somehow. Blum, blum.
No, it was quite a good header. He sort of dipped down to it and placed it well.
And somehow the keeper...
I don't know what the keeper was doing. He looked like he was polishing an imaginary window.
I'm just saying that the ball wasn't very fast.
No.
Compared to the other goal.
It wasn't a power, it was placing it that did it.
Yeah.
But I got dead excited at that, thinking,
me too.
You know.
But then, next attack.
It didn't last for very long.
I feel so bad. I had people I know from Twitter. I asked them if they wanted to come because we had spare tickets because all the daddies in our row had other commitments. For example... Our beloved Nico, who got married this week.
See, look, not coming to a Hertha game because you got married. No commitment, these people.
Oh, that's why we got married on the way. Oh, we mentioned it earlier.
We already knew through that.
Patrick.
It was just a cheap shot, anyway. Sorry, Nico.
No. Anyway, they got married. Congratulations. May you live for... Oh, and we got him a video for his... did I show you the video of Axel Kruse?
Oh, not one of those brown paper parcel jobs.
Axel Kruse.
Oh, right, okay.
Didn't I show you?
I don't think so.
I'll show you after the recording. If we have time. Oh, shit. We're running late.
Yeah, we need... We.
Okay, game over. Okay, no, then...
It just went...
Another goal happened.
Another goal happened. 7th minute. Lookman, I think it was.
Lookman.
Yeah,
right. One of the greatest football player names there are.
Right, yes, yeah. There curious. Is. There were lots of right foots, most of them being used to score score against Hertha.
Yeah, the third one was the one where Hulle didn't look that good. You know, it came really close.
That was the fourth, I think.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, before the game, I said...
He didn't have a blinding game. Some of it wasn't his fault, because he was unsighted.
Yeah, but then on the other hand... You know, after the third or fourth goal happens, you tend to just break down, as the entire team did. He just he fit in.
The fourth one, that was a goalkeeping howler. But hey, he saved our bacon so many times this season. Am I going to blame him? No, definitely not.
Oh, speaking of bacon, our new our old vegan star Mitchell Weiser. Was not there for before the game. They had the little flower ceremony for Julia and Sheba.
Yep.
Sheba. Was really cute.
It was really nice.
He's a great guy.
Mm.
And then Sabine showed me a tweet of Hertha. And I'm not sure if it was also on the English channel. And the German channel said, Mitchell Weiser chose not to attend today because he wants to say goodbye in a smaller circle. Class act till the end.
Yeah. Circle of one, I think he's probably one.
And then one guy in the group said, oh, what a bum.
Yeah. No, not
he has some deficiencies in the character department.
Yeah.
Okay, second half, Hertha one goal. So we lost both halves 1-3.
Yeah.
And before the game I said, as long as we don't get slaughtered like last year, I'm fine. But I wasn't as upset. Maybe you get used to abuse?
I think, from my angle, although we got sort of taken apart, really, I'd had quite a good time with the fan march. I really enjoyed that. And I guess I wasn't expecting that much, somehow.
But they still went under.
But... It didn't seem to matter so much. There was a much more positive atmosphere, I felt, at the game and afterwards than there had been in sort of previous seasons.
Maybe it's because this season we had nothing riding on it. No. Everything was open. I think we've been in 10th place for the past 4 match days or 5.
We spent the whole season, more or less,
in the middle of the table. By the way, my wife asked me about the XPG for the game, and I only checked it at one website, and there we actually had a... Usually Hertha is the team that always outperforms its XPG. I think we mentioned XPG before, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
If not, I'll... Can you make a note for a link to an article on XPG? Thank you. So in XPG, the higher the number, the more likely you would be to win the game, right? Or score more goals, which is the same as winning a game, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Generally speaking, that does it.
Yeah. So this time Hertha had a 1.51 and Rasenball only had a 1.22. But they hit every... in the beginning of the game, they had two attacks and scored two goals.
Yeah.
Pekarik was a bit in trouble.
He was.
I liked Lecky. And I don't know why Shelbred came in so late, because Shelbred did better than the rest, except for this one horrible pass.
There were times in terms of the defence, it's something I was going to mention earlier on, but it was more relevant to this game, is that with Rekic, he was defending his socks off, but at times, just looking at it, it seemed like he was the only person in our defence, and like, what were the others doing? Because he was chucking himself in there
Was slight tackling his heart out.
Yeah, it was all over the place. And the others, I'm not sure what they were doing. Yeah. I think they were thinking about Ibiza or something. I don't know.
I went into what I usually don't do. I went into a forum yesterday and read the comments on Emma Hertha.
Excuse me.
And people were upset with Dardai, as they usually are, but they were upset with the press conference. And somebody said that he just put Tor Nariga in there to show him that he's not ready for the first team on a permanent basis.
Mm.
Also, I think it's very... I'm not sure if it's a good idea to put two left-footers in the... need some water? To put two left-footers into the central defense.
Excuse me.
No problem. Into left defense, who are both left-footed, because it doesn't work. We had the same thing when Plattenhardt was injured. Pekarik in Hoffenheim had to play on the left side, which is poison for his game, because he can't just play. Every time he gets the ball with the left foot, he has to put it down and then play with his strong foot.
Mm.
And I really missed Lazaro. And I think he makes a difference when he's on the... He pushes the whole team.
Yeah.
With his intensity.
Yes. Well, as we said before, I mean, he runs around like a mad thing and he causes all sorts of problems for the opposition. And sometimes they're so busy chasing after him, it leaves spaces and opportunities for other people. And not being there, yeah, I would agree, we missed him. Yeah, we missed him. Next season.
8 to 17 shots on the... Total shots, 8 to 17. But we had more possession. Why did you say that?
I'm talking about over the whole game.
No, we have 48 to 51.
We did it, I think it was at half-time or part of the way through the game. But possession doesn't win anything, does it, unfortunately?
Hey. Not a good game. All the more, okay, hang on. So, is that enough for the game? We did such a long time on it.
Well, if you look at all the stats, we did worse on pretty well everything, really.
Yeah, but only slightly.
Yeah.
Oh, except for the
apart
shots.
From the goals.
Okay. So we said next season we're going to go on a boat on a boat ride.
Yes, we're going to go.
It was agreed.
A boat trip tour of the Bundesliga.
Somewhere we don't have cell phone reception. Okay.
What?
I'm joking, Simon.
Yes, of course.
Okay, we're going to talk about. Oh yeah, aftermath.
Mm.
I have pretty hazy memories of last year because I wasn't feeling too well. And last year was a big shocker because.
Yeah, again, there was a march. It was Leverkusen, wasn't it? I think last game last year. There was a fan march beforehand, which again was quite good, but it just felt really disappointing after that game. It was all a bit off. After the game, but this time, even though we got absolutely trounced, really, it still felt quite buzzy. It felt really sort of summery. People were sort of, you know, hanging around after the game, and it was a positive vibe.
Maybe it's called Stockholm syndrome.
Possibly.
Yeah, but then the team came back, and nobody. I think that at halftime there were some jeers and whistles, but after the game, people were. They were sad. Okay, most of them were pretty shit-faced by them, probably. what I think was interesting that usually people always complain that ultras are usually wearing black.
Yes.
But this time, because Hauptstadt Mafia were selling all these jerseys, and the entire front of the Ostkurve was pretty blue and white. And
blue
I really,
white
really like that.
Yeah, it's good.
Really like it. So the team came back.
What was the striped shirts that I was referring to?
Yeah.
That were for sale at the beginning of the fan march. They were blue and white stripes. You could have sort of short sleeve or long sleeved ones. But I mean, it's not an official Hertha jersey and what have you. But it did mean though that the Ostkurve was almost, you know, rather than a whole chunk of them wearing black.
I like that.
It was blue and white, which was nice. That's something that's missing. I always sort of wear a Hertha shirt, but Some people do, but then again, they put like a coat or something over the top, which is fair enough in the winter, but yeah, I guess. But I have a shirt that's about like four sizes too big, so I just put it over the top. I've got lots of shirts, actually.
Yeah, but you eat lots of cake.
Sorry?
You eat lots of cake.
I do eat lots of cake. Cake's good.
It's, oh, the Simon Gaughan diet.
Yes, yes. It's not the Atkins diet, eating only meat.
I'll copyright that. Anyway.
And what's my favourite, Jan?
Your favourite?
My favourite cake.
Oh, I say it in German. You can give me your butchering of it. Zachertorte.
Zachertorte.
You used to say Zachertorte, like it's Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, same with your best Austrian accent.
My best Austrian accent?
That's where it comes from.
Okay.
It comes from Vienna. It's a hotel.
Oh, I've been there. Oh, Simon's been studying.
No, I've not been studying.
Is that a teacher's pair?
I've been there. That's very nice too.
Such a know-it-all today. Or as we say in Spanish, sábalo todo. Haha, see? Two can play that game, my friend.
Okay. Right.
Okay,
back to football.
I was busy with all the banner stuff, and then you were filming.
I'm always filming.
Why don't you just switch careers and, I mean, you're here anyway. You're always filming.
I ought to get a GoPro and just glue it to my forehead. Yeah. I could just leave it on run.
Yeah, but then during the game, you would only see yourself on display. Because you're always tweeting.
Well, quite a bit.
Or filming. Anywho, you were filming, and I came over to take down our banner, and then I figured there would be nothing, but then the whole team stood in front, and they got some applause.
You got applause. And then there was a goodbye to the Oscar from Sheba, which was nice. Yeah.
It was really cute.
It was good.
And he got the microphone.
Yeah, he did. And
he got to sing.
He leant over for... There was a trench. What do you call it? You call it something else. In front of the Ostkurve before the running track.
Graben.
No, but you said there's an English name that you
English would... Burggraben, no?
Anyway, there's like a concrete trench in between the running track and the...
Well, like around the castle.
The seating. A moat.
The moat.
Except for it's not full of water.
Unless it's raining. Anyway.
Anyway, whatever. He leant across that and he got the microphone passed over from the Oscar.
And he said he did some chants. I had that chant.
Yeah. He's a good lad.
Only thing I didn't like...
The class of Sheba there, as opposed to a person who shall not be named, not even bothering to turn up when he...
About people not showing up, or people who left us. And we were watching the highlights of the entire match day yesterday, and I saw a guy who went away from Hertha, and now he's playing in the relegation. Mr. Brooks.
Shouldn't have left.
We should build a monument for just for that one transfer. Yeah. So the even though we got trounced, we still had it was okay.
There was a positive buzz to it. I felt.
Yeah, and all the fans were like, "Yeah, it's happened."
Winning isn't everything, they say.
But you have to win.
Well, sometimes it's nice.
Oh, and last time Hertha won on the last day, last match day, was in 11-12 when they won, I think, against Hoffenheim or something. But then they went into relegation and lost there to the stupid people who are up now, Düsseldorf. They were first in the second league, and it's going to be two very hostile games, I think.
Yeah.
And they also still have Genki.
Might be an away game to go to.
Oh, we're gone.
Yeah.
With our friends from Cologne.
Oh. What's Düsseldorf?
Yes. Ooh. It's around the corner.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Nico said that we're going to... they said we're going to destroy the city.
He's such a hooligan, Nico.
Yeah. Weekend offender. If he's not on honeymooning at the Baltic Sea.
Anyway.
But...
We digress.
I would have liked to switch places with him yesterday.
Yes.
So after the game, we went to the little spot we hung out the past two games. Oh, no, you didn't. We did.
After the game?
Yeah, we just hung out and talked a bit. Oh, you did, yes. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, I was too busy yesterday.
I went to the Rondelle first, and then I came along to say hello to people. Okay.
I was too busy yesterday before. I had to give tickets to people, fetch tickets. Horrible. And I'm not used to the marching. When kickoff came around, I was ready to go to sleep. And I was making the joke about you.
You were. I don't find that tiring. We obviously differ on that one. Things I really do.
You're still young, Sam. You're still young.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I'm turning 40 this year. Early retirement looming. Anywho. Aftermath of the game. I figured so we don't end this whole thing too depressed or too negatively, we could talk about a game I attended on Ascension of Christ holiday.
Ooh.
Fitting. By some lucky instances or events, which was, I think, either Hamburg or Bremen scoring in injury time on the last match day, had their BSC's U19 made it into the semifinals for the German Championship for the first time ever. Mind you that we have the golden age of year here. All the players born in 99 is a very, very strong year for Hertha. Anyway, people like Arne Meyer playing that thing, young Pal Dardai and Julius Kade, Florian Bach. Anywho, we came to that game, and usually I remember last time we went on Sunday, we went to the last home game of the U23, and it was kind of full with 400 people. But this game had 2,600 spectators.
Yeah, that must have been pretty full.
It was pretty full. But it was also great. And the game was the best game I've seen all season by Hertha team. started early with two goals. Who scored those goals?
I wasn't there, yeah.
Nikos Sografakis, the Greek-German player who his father's physical therapist, and he just got him in playing shape right an hour before the game, and he scored two goals. And then there was a red card against Dortmund. They played against Dortmund, I'm sorry. which was a bit hard, but the situation was outside the box, and if you're one of the last guys and you foul somebody, you're bound to get a red card. And then Hertha was really dominating before that, and they didn't let off, and then in the second half they scored four goals and could have easily scored some more. And I just remember two good chances for Dortmund in the entire game. So they're going into the second leg with a 4-0 advantage. It's going to be played next Wednesday, and it's going to be on German television on Sport 1. It's 6...
Well, that game was, wasn't it? It was on Sport 1.
It was on Sport... We were on Sport 1 with our flag.
Yay! Fame!
We took our old banner to the game, and people... Some people from our club are very clever, so they put it right there where the cameras were. They had a real, a little tower for the camera.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But you see film crews and things there, but not with little towers. That's...
Oh, there's also... you can put a note. There's a highlight clip on Hertha TV. Which is a bit stupid, because I think that the camera was really... quite next to one of the photographers, so sometimes during the goals you just hear click 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 click. That's the only sound you hear. That was a really great game. Everybody had fun, and it's if they come through, they might be in the final, which I'm not sure when it's held, but it's one of the biggest successes of Hertha in recent years. So
just a bit of a plug there. Our friend Anna was there, was she not?
Oh, yes, she was.
Hello, Anna.
Hello. And I bet she went to this morning's Auslaufen.
She was talking about the training and things.
Yeah. Far too early for me.
Yeah.
I barely got up in time for this one.
I struggle.
So that was a nice, nice game. And also...
I was quite tired, actually, this morning, so I've been doing some serious research for this podcast.
dozing
in a park in Wilmersdorf.
You slept at a park?
My research involved knocking back some mojitos in Thai Park. Very nice too.
In German, it's called Asian Park.
No, it's not.
It used to be called Asian Park. Who are you? Mr. Littlehampton? Yeah, great game. And this claim for this season is still very fitting. The future belongs to Berlin. Die Zukunft gehört Berlin. Mm.
There was a question from Anna, actually.
Question?
There was a question. I knew the reason why I mentioned that.
I said, if we took questions for today, no questions about the game.
She asked, does the future really belong to Berlin? My question, a genuine question too. Do you think we've got the players coming through? Could we potential success in the future with players like Dardai, Selke, Plunter, Jordan, Arne Meyer, etc.?
Pass.
Yeah, Plunter's too early to say.
But still,
Jordan Torunariga, he has got. Okay, he was a little bit rash with his Instagram or what have you, but he has had some cracking games.
I think he has a pretty shitty agent.
Is that what's the root behind it?
That's what I would say. Before, he never had a problem. And then after the whole thing happened, Torunariga took down his tweet. His agent said something publicly that he demands more playing time. Which is just a shitty way to go about it.
Yeah. Well, it's a stupid thing.
I think Torunariga will leave us soon. If there's a good offer on the table. I don't think we can incorporate all the youth players.
No.
But if we can make some good money of them and
absolutely
probably put them somewhere where they're not our direct competition.
Yes.
They could work. I mean, look at Hoffenheim. They lost three of their best players this season. They're still third.
Sometimes you can lose what you think is a good player, and it actually works out for the best.
I would. A certain player would go to Wolfsburg.
I certainly was. At the time, we thought, "Oh, that's not very good because he'd been doing quite well." But actually, haven't missed him at all, at all. In fact, in some ways, I've forgotten his name now. Bruh, 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 bruh. I forget, but so yeah, sometimes you can lose people.
And then probably if Weiser goes and we get 12 million, 2 million paid for Klünter, and Klünter just helps us a little bit, still better than Weiser did all season.
Yeah. And there's plenty of time for sort of transfers, coming on. We've got a bit of money sort of coming in.
By the way, Brooks played 9 games this season with only 729 minutes. No goals, no assists. Just saying.
So
we already have Klünter down and something. Oh yeah, Dilrosun, the one we talked about last episode.
Yes.
He was announced later that week. Not 2 days later, 3 days later. And with all the good connections we have into the Hertha system, we know about a big one about to happen. But we don't know anything about that, we're not going to say anything. It's just from a very, very... We have no good authority, let's say that. What do you say?
Anna finished off, could we ever challenge Bayern? Well, we're not really that in that sort of...
Is she still drunk?
Probably. Yeah, I'll put that last bit down to that.
If you're asking that question, you could go to the Transfermarkt, have a look at the budget of the teams, and then let's talk about it. And
a well-run team, is a team that's got a limited budget, and they do very well with that limited budget.
We outperform.
I think actually we're doing pretty well at that.
We outperform. If you look at the budget, if you divide this. The league by budgets, we are outperforming our budget by 10 places. That doesn't work. We would be 20th. Oh, yes, I think with our budget, we're in the second league, actually.
Well, there you go.
We'll look that up for the summer episodes.
Yeah.
And give you a we're outperforming our budget. Let's just say that.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure. Because, I mean, our budget is sort of tiny compared to a lot of clubs.
So we have somebody for Visa.
There was a follow-up sort of question and things to that.
Now you're participating.
Do you guys agree with Pal's statement about being happy with a top 10 finish? He said he was happy with that after the Europa League struggle. But a few people are angry with him for saying that.
When I read that, I looked at the press conference, the part they talked about. I'm not sure. There's been lots of discussion going on about Dade, and we picked that up in our early episode that we don't want him to be gone. I think the whole... Maybe that's also something we should put off for when we have more time, because my friends are coming 7 minutes to go on a trip. But I'm not sure about Dade.
As a quick coverall... I don't object to him saying that, personally. I just object to him
smiling after a game like that.
I'm quite happy with the place that we're in.
Me too.
Giving
for that season, how many people were injured in the beginning, how we didn't even have the entire team up for training camp.
Mm.
And also say, in Europe, we were pretty unlucky.
Yes.
All these penalties, okay, apart from the Bilbao game, all the penalties were pretty shady.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, I was sort of fairly happy with it. And
you can say that, sorry.
It would be nice to be in Europe at some point or other again in the future. I'd like to go away on another sort of Hatter international trip. That would be quite cool.
Yes.
And I'm so glad I did that in this season. And does the future belong to Berlin? Perhaps not all of it, but... perhaps a nice
Let's say if we go by season claims, they're doing much better this season than we try, we fail, we roll over dead.
Oh, God, that was dreadful, that was.
Speaking of dreadful, how about the Deadpool campaign?
Do you like Deadpool?
Yes. Have you seen it?
I saw the first.
I loved it.
Oh, no, I didn't like that. No.
Funny as shit. Yeah, You like Michael Caine? You like Michael Caine movies,
Michael
right?
Michael Caine.
Italian job.
Yeah. You're only made to blow the bloody doors off. No, hang about us. He's suddenly become Australian. Anyway, we digress.
Okay, transfers. We have two promising players coming in for not too much cash. Is that safe to say?
Yeah.
Yeah? And I think if the team, or the core of the team, sticks together... and you give them 1 or 2 years, if they can develop under Dade, which is still something we should discuss later.
Yes.
But I say...
you've got another year of Kalou and Ibisevic.
We got that. But I think they're also good for the other players. But if we leave out how the team plays or how they perform, I just don't know. I don't see a situation how Dade is going to leave the first team without there being any ruptures trouble or something like that.
I don't think so.
That's one thing. And
I don't want him.
Somebody said after the 4-0 game, and the coach of the U23 is U19 is Michael Hartmann, who also used to play for Hertha in the good old days. To have him promoted, and they should just switch positions and had to, because Dade always claims he would go back to the youth team when he's no longer needed, or if they don't want him anymore. I hope that they see the team. They always scored when it was needed, when they were about to go to a certain zone where it wasn't good. You know, against Hamburg we won the game and stuff like that.
Mm.
And they showed more character than last season when they, apart from the last two games, they often came back from a deficit.
Yes.
Which was...
Well, I think we've said before that that's a definite positive from this season. It's a shame that we've had to, but they have shown the character to come back.
Maybe the home games are just... The home games could improve. Please.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Or I will cancel my season ticket and get an away season ticket.
You haven't got one yet. Cancel it.
Shut up. Oh, yeah.
Anyway, let's start wrapping things up. In the summer, what are we doing? What are we doing in the summer, yeah?
You're going to eat cake, I guess.
Yeah.
You will be home in the Mother England, I heard.
Yep.
But you'll be over.
Yeah, I'm coming over. Spending a bit of time in Estonia.
So we do a longer episode when you're coming over.
And filmed.
And you hopefully can work on our technical...
Yes.
Proclivity. And
that's not one word.
See? I play Scrabble a lot. No, yeah. I suck at Scrabble.
So do I.
No, and we're going to do one longer episode in probably June. When are you coming back? June?
July.
Yeah. And then put some other in there and maybe do some updates. We'll see what happens. But we promise you one big episode. Summing up last season.
Definitely need to work on the sort of the technical side of things.
Yeah, and then we could just do phone calls.
Yeah.
Scott.
And next time, gentle listener, we'll try not to have the window open so you can hear all the cars going past.
It's a quiet day today.
It is a quiet day. Talking of quiet days and windows open, was it two nights ago? There was a nightingale in the tree outside our apartment window.
Have you posted a video of that?
Oh, yeah. It was all dark because it was dark, obviously. But, God, did it make a racket.
Oh, it was the nightingale, not the larch.
It was on and on and on and on. Yeah, that was very pretty. But when you're trying to go to sleep, eventually it flew off and started pestering somebody else down the way.
What time of day was that?
That was at about 1:30.
Okay, I just figured if you guys stay out all night dancing, you should just go home early.
Yeah. I don't know, these youngsters. What can I say?
You kids.
That's what you always say.
You kids. Bubble teas.
Anyway. Right. Yeah. So, yeah,
we are okay with this season.
Yeah.
Could have been worse.
Could have been worse.
Look at Hamburg. Wolfsburg.
Curiously, even though we've had two horrible games to finish the season with,
like last
one away, season. One at home, it still feels pretty positive.
Having slept on it, yes. Yesterday, yeah, not so much.
Even after the game, I wasn't sort of... Sometimes I come away and I feel really low. And
There's one little thing I'd like to mention about yesterday and the support. And yesterday, it finally happened. And I'm sad to say I'm not a big enough a man to not be happy about Hamburg being relegated for the first time. And the clock being shut off and them never singing again.
Somebody tweeted, and I can't remember who it was.
Everybody was tweeting about it.
No, but I did quite like that particular joke.
Clock for sale.
Somebody referred to a clock for sale, working until quite recently or something like that.
There were some ugly scenes happening.
Yeah, it was some horrible things going on in the game.
But then if the reporters refer to them as terrorists, I don't think that's going to have anything.
That's stupid as well.
So. They're stupid people who should probably not be able to attend a game for the rest of their lives or for a couple of years. Because that's just... And I think that the fans in Hamburg, they were all sad and crying, but they were singing a song about how they love Hamburg.
Mm.
And then this pyro thing happened. You've probably seen
it. That was pretty gross.
Yeah, and it's just I don't see anything about love or it's not about fan culture, it's just about
there's black smoke bombs.
Black smoke bombs, fireworks. My wife said yesterday when we watched
the police, there was a string of stewards and there
40,
were
40, 50.
There were police.
Police
on horseback.
Also.
On the pitch.
Poor horses. Yeah, so lots of fans were upset with these people. And they were yelling something like, "We are hamburgers and you are not." Not hamburgers, as you would say, but "We are people of Hamburg and you are not."
They might have been hamburgers for all the sense they were showing. But, support isn't about that.
So. Yeah, but then all the yelling and the hysteria in the media and calling these people terrorists is just,
it's just
a bit too much.
It's just not right.
I was a bit warm at the fan march with all the pyro around myself, but I still think it's okay. And maybe if... I would like it to be in a regulated environment where it's no longer... where you don't get a stadium ban for stuff like that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I mean, I was okay with it all myself, but...
I had fun with this season because we didn't have to talk about being relegated at all.
That is always the prime objective.
Because we had some...
I think always will be. Because, yes. After following Hertha down twice, you know, then...
I think we make the shortest episode ever, Simon.
Excellent.
I hope you
We're getting better at this. We're getting organised, you see.
I have...
Okay, perhaps that's exaggerating.
And because people are coming over, we have to get finished. Okay. Thanks for listening. We'll be back soon. Follow us on Twitter and all that shenanigans.
Like us on iTunes.
It's a good day from me.
And it's a good day from him.